Welcome to the Future Generations radio program. Today we're here with Isabela Gil, Juan Diego Lozano, and me, Sofia Mateus.
Hello and welcome. Today in this new edition of our radio program, we'll be talking about a well-known topic that has been something that all the world has been talking about, and that topic is technology and society. But that is something very broad. So specifically, we're going to talk about how had technology affected new generations throughout the years. The technology has been a revolutionary thing that have been evolving through the years. Also, as technology have been evolving, also the way it affects us is different than how it affected people 20 years ago. Look at your dads or moms. You can ask them, how was their relationship with technology? They will probably tell you something very different. But also, as we grow up, our relationship with technology will also change. Now, with this brief introduction, we'll go with Isabela Gil, which will talk to you a little bit deeper about the topic, and she will also bring some people to give us their opinion and know more.
Thank you, Juan Diego. You're completely right. As time passes and we humans grow up and evolve, technology also changes and advances significantly. We know our generation is not that similar to the one our parents and grandparents used to live in. Those times were old-fashioned. And things that are normal to have now, like smartphones or smartwatches, were not known. They didn't even exist. But time has changed, and now what's not normal is not having a mobile phone. Now we should focus on new generations. It's like if we had been born with chips that allow us to understand everything in technology, as if it were extremely easy. From two-month-old babies knowing how to turn on a complex TV and search for their favorite music video, to us, teenagers will already know how to use a bunch of social media apps, unlike many others. But what can you tell me about technology? It has also advanced to points we don't even know. Some days ago, I discovered that the camera on my phone was working the whole time, even on apps that don't even involve taking pictures. I had no clue I was being watched. So many new configurations have been released. Entering to an app and watching the colorful little squares with different symbols, each button and word that represents a code, every interconnection, they all make a device what it is. And what better way to understand that than talking to someone who's exposed to technology every single day? This student will tell us about his technology use daily.
Now we're here with Juan David Lozano. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine. And you?
Good, thank you. So, Juan David, which are the apps that you usually use more with technology?
I usually tend to use more social media such as Instagram, TikTok, and also I tend to use a lot of YouTube for watching some videos.
Okay. And how do you use them? Like in which manners? In which ways?
Well, as I just said, YouTube for watching videos and entertainment, and also Instagram for and TikTok to talk with my friends. Get into news, maybe publish some stuff.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And now we are here with Catalina Pinto. So how are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, so tell me, Catalina, which app do you use more frequently in your phone or in your computer?
In my daily basis, I mostly use WhatsApp and Instagram.
And how do you use them and why?
I use them to communicate with other people, like social media and stuff, for communicating with my family and friends.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, that's really interesting. Now Sofia will tell us the conclusion.
Thank you, Isabella. You're totally right. Technology has changed a lot through these generations. From what we had been talking about, social media is one of the most well-known things for entertainment nowadays for everyone. We can't actually be in one side of the story, because some people say it has helped us evolve, but unlike others, some people say that it makes us dumb or stupid. We don't think you have to deal with biases and think that because someone establishes their own opinion about this, you have to base yours. Our honest opinion about this is that people can use social media and it has helped us a lot, but it will be much better if we control our use of it. Don't worry about our opinion. As I said before, don't be biased with it. Feel free to establish your own opinion, get to your own conclusions, and think whatever you want. So thank you for listening to today's session. Next Saturday, the session will also be transmitted through the same channel. Bye!